Hey, folks, you are listening to Doghouse Blues. I have Mule Bone on the phone. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good, Doc. How are you? Doing great, man. Thanks.
Well, we are doing just fine. So we just listened to Toe That Line, tune off of your latest release. Tell us a little bit about that tune. Now, unfortunately, I didn't get to listen to it because I was talking to you.
Right. Well, it's Toe That Line. It's Toe That Line, T-O-E, not T-O-W. That's the first point of confusion some people have.
Yeah.
Toe the Line. And it's about compliance. And the overlords keeping the common man in an impoverished state.
All right. Well, so we have a political statement going on there, basically, is what you're saying.
it's folksy. It's as political as we get. That's our political number. It's political, you could say, but I think it's more social commentary. You know, it's just sort of an observation. Hugh wrote that tune, and he's got a couple nice lines in there. There's one about the oil companies spilling oil to the ground. The money's taken, our oil is spilling out into the ocean, and money's spilling into the bankers' hands. Trust is not run out beyond the horizon, but the message is received. Take what you can. So, yeah. It's an optimistic. It's almost like a love song, Doc.
Yeah. A social love song.
There's another verse that says, compliance is preached with both fists. You can live in defiance, but you sleep in the ditch.
Nice.
And it's all, and it's all couched in a Delta blues kind of vibe with the National Steel guitar, and I'm playing a fife on it. And we've got that little octave thing where Hugh's singing in full voice and I'm singing behind him in a falsetto, which is sort of like the way that Fred McDowell and his wife used to sing. And there's definitely some roots in the Delta blues in the way that the song is arranged. But underneath, we're sublimating it with us. We have there's a socio-economic agenda underneath it.
All right. So this morning, a little bit earlier, I previewed "Keep On Moving," which is the title tune to this latest CD that you have here, and that is definitely a Delta sounding kind of a tune to me. What are the influences in that title tune to your latest CD? I mean, would you go ahead?
That tune is actually performed on a four string cigar box guitar that doesn't have any frets or anything, right? So there are four songs on the record are performed on that instrument, and so it's straight open tuned. And that kind of thing is like Oil Burnside, and it's kind of called like a hill country style, which
right,
is
right.
Northern Mississippi.
Sure, that is that's really interesting. So you're writing these. I'm really curious about this. You're writing these songs, and you're both multi-instrumentalists. You could probably switch out instruments and switch out the sound of any given tune that
quite
is on this
times.
Album. How is it you come to decide, all right, I'm going to play the four-string cigar box instrument on this one as opposed to my, my regular old six-string guitar?
In both of our cases, it's like that sounds cool on that, I mean, we're not trying to make stuff, we're trying to make it sound like us, but like, old and real. And so, nothing too slick.
Yeah, I think there's, I play a lot of different horns and flutes and juice harps and shells and all these different wind instruments.
Right.
Hugh's got a number of colors on different string instruments, and he plays a harmonica. Between the two of us, I would say, from my perspective, that we don't decide what to play in a song. I think the song decides what we should play. It's like for me, every time I hear if Hugh's written a song on that cigar box guitar and it's kind of groovy or you know, like the term you could use for that title track, "Keep on Moving," is to me, it's kind of trancey. It's got a real kind of a, you know, like a driving trancey kind of vibe to it. To me, there's certain instruments that just won't work, and certain that will. So I gravitate to it intuitively. And I know Hugh wouldn't have written that song on a six-string guitar. He just couldn't have written that song on a six-string guitar. So the songs are result. It's a very organic process. It's very connected. It's like it's a real cyclical thing. You can't really say where it starts or where it finishes. But definitely, the instruments are informed by the seeds of the piece. You know what it's about.
Right. So you're gonna write
and top it. Yeah, that's it.
You wouldn't write one of those tunes on a cigar box guitar and then turn around and play it on your six string. It's basically what you're saying. It comes from the writing.
There are things where we started it, and then it just became pretty obvious. Like if I started it on the cigar box, there's one song actually I can think of, and then it was like, this isn't, it's too whatever. I just didn't find it, and it just ended up seeming kind of limited on the cigar box, and it went over to the six string guitar. Yeah.
Right. So, guys, I want to play another one of the tunes off of "Keep on Moving." What would you like our audience to hear? And then we can maybe talk a little bit about that after we hear it.
What do you think?
Are we going to play for you today?
Yeah, let's talk about that while we have our folks listening to one of the tunes off of the CD, and then we'll get you guys set up to
They should know.
Like
whoever's listening should know that we're cramped in front of our van, pull over to the side, off the highway in some little suburban neighborhood.
That's Wisconsin,
and we're ready to make some steam in this car and blow into the speaker.
How about Place to Pay?
Yeah, Ain't No Price to Pay is good. How about that one? Try that. That's a little bit more. That's a different tune for the record. But it's
so are you good. Are you tuned up and ready to fire one off for us, guys?
We could, or we could, you know, whatever you want.
We could do that. I don't want to interrupt the flow here. I think you guys, if you're ready to go, let's hear one from the front of the van there in suburban
All
Wisconsin.
Right, ready? Can you hear it?
We can.
Standing on the outside.
All right, that is Mulebone live from the front of their band on the curb in suburbia, Wisconsin.
We didn't try to play anything before we called. And like the first note, we're sitting in the van. It's like, uh-oh, arms, everything's in a weird position. I'm trying not to hit Johnny in the face with a headstock and a guitar, and he's trying not to poke me in the temple with a flute.
This is fun. I'm expecting some, like, a neighborhood watch cop just totally.
Well, we might have to let you guys roll on out of there pretty quick. So you are on the road.
It's illegal in the state of Wisconsin, son.
Let me get it together here, guys. Where are you headed now? Are you going to be playing? You're heading to Chicago, is that correct?
Yeah, I think we're going to go to Milwaukee and have some lunch, and then we're playing in Chicago tonight.
Yeah, we're at a pretty cool place in Chicago called Space, and we're sharing a bill with Trina Hamlin. So tonight is actually our only stop on the tour where we're splitting the bill. But it's going to be nice. She's real cool.
Very gracious and cool.
And it's a very nice venue, really cool venue. So, yeah, and then after that, we haul it, man. We drive 1,300 miles to you. Or not to you, actually.
Colorado Springs.
And then we're going to.
A little jaunt to Cortez, and then early the next morning, a little jaunt back to Colorado Springs.
Well, we're glad that you're going to jaunt
over. Just because
we
love to drive, Doc.
Well, I can tell. It's all over the country. And you guys have actually been together now for, close to 20 years? Is that correct?
I guess so, man. I thought about it last night. I can tell you exactly because my 20th wedding anniversary is this week on the 29th of July, and it's actually the 20th anniversary of John's and my first gig together because he called me up to do a gig with him on my first wedding anniversary, so it's 19 years. It's my first wedding anniversary. And, of course, I didn't think anything about it. I was just like, yeah, sure, I'll do the gig. And then I came down and told my wife, who was at that point, you know, had been my bride for 10 months or 11 months or something. And she was like, oh, it's July 29th. And things went strangely quiet in the kitchen. And I was kind of like, well, what's the problem? I mean, you know, but I let it alone, you know, sometimes. And then she came back and she said, you idiot, that's our wedding anniversary. And I went, oh, no. And this is the first time John called me to do this gig in Massachusetts. We met like 6 weeks before, and I called him on the phone. And, I mean, I never break out. I never, never cancel a gig. I played with broken ribs, and I called John up, and I was like, dude, I think in this case, I gotta not do this gig because it's my first wedding anniversary, and my wife seems to be a little bit disappointed. And he said, "Hold on a second." And he called the place where we were playing in Massachusetts, and got them to give us a room for two nights. And so instead of just going to gig, we had a little weekend in the Berkshires. I hooked him up,
and then
it became a celebratory weekend suddenly.
All right. That is fantastic. Well, we're going to celebrate your 20 years when you get down here to Cortez. We're so glad that you're going to hop over here from Colorado Springs and spend an evening with us. We are really looking forward to it. Be safe.
We're looking forward to it as well, man. We really are. So can't wait to see you. Hopefully we'll bring the people out because we will play. We will leave it all out there for you, man. We'll keep playing for you.
All right. A true American roots music from you guys. Mulebone, ladies and gentlemen, thanks so much for joining us. Gentlemen, we'll see you when you get to Cortez.
Cool, Doc. Cheers.
Cheers. Thank you.